Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For more than a decade, Tennessee has ranked among the top 10 states for women killed by men. So several years ago, Nashville set out to be a national leader in combating domestic and sexual violence. The effort has culminated in something called the Family Safety Center, which opened earlier this year. The center is operated by the city, and it's a place where children can run around and play while adults get the resources they need for free. Natasha Sinyanovich paid a visit for Nashville Public Radio.
The waiting room of the Family Safety Center looks like a living room. In fact, that's what it's called. There's a fireplace, sofas, blankets, books, toys, snacks.
It's very fancy.
11-year-old Aiden Sabi and his sister are touring the center with their mother, a survivor who now helps other victims. 9-year-old Eris is hooked.
Every weekend, I just want to come here and play.
You think your mom would have really liked coming here, too?
Yeah. This would probably be her safe place. Like, I feel like this could be my safe place.
At the heart of the building is a 2-story tall glass pyramid full of huge plush building blocks, toys, and lots of space for jumping around. Creating such a cheerful setting for kids while adults file an order of protection, plan a safety strategy, get legal aid, or even food, that lifts a huge burden, says their mother, Summer Sabi. She left her ex after several years of emotional, financial, and physical abuse, including being pushed out of a moving car that she had to retell in front of her then toddlers. At every place she sought help.
I remember several moments where I was very, very emotional and distraught at times. I wish that they had not seen so much because I feel like that put a lot of stress on them.
Which only added to her stress, especially when she finally went to the police.
You're speaking to an officer in a uniform. And even though you haven't done anything wrong, just sitting there with your kids, it was so painful. It was so painful, and I felt shame.
If there had been a place for her kids to feel this welcome, Sabi says, she probably wouldn't have waited until she feared for her life to leave her abusive home. Such a heavy focus on children is a key feature of Nashville's Family Safety Center, which serves victims of sexual, domestic, and elderly abuse. Staff say it's the largest of roughly 90 across the country. More than a dozen groups and agencies have been brought together, and the related police divisions were moved next door.
It's a one-stop shop.
Tracy DiTomasi is a former social worker and national expert on domestic and sexual violence. She says concentrating resources in one place is vital.
When people are traumatized, they don't always think in a linear process, and it's really hard for them to make decisions.
Just the first step of asking for help is hard enough, says DiTomasi, much less the process of getting it, which usually requires victims to visit each agency separately and relive their traumas over and over again. Today, they sit in a cozy support room at the Family Safety Center and choose which service providers will come to them. Executive Director Diane Lance says that's because it's equally important for victims to regain a sense of control over their lives.
If you need some help planning for your safety, but you don't want to talk to police or you don't want to interact with the district attorney's office just yet or ever, that's okay. You're in charge of what services you receive here at our center, and we're just here to help make sure those services are good.
Lance and her team traveled the country studying best practices at other centers, which means every detail was thought out. Even what seems like a design flaw. Really loud white noise. Lance actually had it embedded in the ceilings, near the rooms where the most difficult conversations take place.
Just imagine if you are telling someone about something awful that has happened in your life, and you hear people walking by bursting out laughing. That's a really bad feeling.
Everything at the facility is geared toward increasing client numbers and decreasing the rates of abuse. Last year, more than 73,000 violent offenses in Tennessee were flagged as domestic-related, and the state is now fifth in the nation for women killed by men. Just one day after the center opened this year, 8 women walked in off the street to ask for help. Summer Sabi, the woman taking a tour with her kids, can understand why.
I feel like it would have saved me a lot of grief and those feelings of shame, but it's here for the next person, and that makes me feel good.
Meanwhile, Sabi's kids are equally impressed by the center garden outside.
This is amazing. I'm pretty sure everybody.
Yep.
They're already trying to figure out how to come back as volunteers to work with other children. For Here and Now,
I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.